In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was thinking about this morning, and I thought about one word kept coming to my mind, and that word is joy. And I have joy today for a number of reasons. So as all of you know, yesterday we celebrated the great feast of the Epiphany, and that brought me joy. And today I look around in our church and we are celebrating our Vasilopita, and I see all of your faces. And guess what? I have joy. I have a lot of joy. So the reason why I love the Vasilopita so much is because from the time I arrived here, it was always, now, before I say this, here at Holy Trinity, we always do really good parties, right? We do a very good job with welcoming people, and we have a lot of fun. But this one in particular was always my favorite. I loved the Vasilopita because the Vasilopita was always one of those events where people really made time to be present. They made time to make sure that they did one thing, that they showed up, right? They made time. They checked their calendars and they made sure that they would be here. And it continues to be that. And by showing up, all of you do a few things, right? You remind yourselves and everyone else what is important to you. You remind yourselves and everyone else that we are a family, that we are a Christ-centered family, and it's important to be here. It's important to show up, to show people who it is that we believe in, to gather as a family. And by doing that, you do one more thing. You bring joy. You bring joy to one another. Sometimes a Vasilopita brings people together that may not have come to church in a little while, right? And it brings them here. We reconnect. We rekindle. It offers us an opportunity to be together, to show up, and to bring joy to one another. And that, all of that reminded me of this wonderful feast that we just celebrated. The Epiphany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is basically Him doing that one thing, showing up. And by showing up on the banks of the Jordan, He brought joy. And then today we're remembering someone else who was there, and that's St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist did something important too. He showed up. He was there, and he bore witness to who that man is. And by doing that, he pointed the way to Jesus. And by doing that, he has brought great joy. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, it is really important for us to think about this idea of this joy that we bring to one another and how we can point the way for others to find Christ, to see Him, to know what we know, and to receive that same great joy as well. So this morning we heard from the Gospel according to St. John, and we see St. John the Baptist doing what St. John the Baptist does, right? He's baptizing people. And then he sees Jesus coming, and he says this important phrase that we hear a lot. He says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We said earlier that the feast that we just celebrated is the Feast of the Epiphany, where the Lord showed up and revealed Himself, revealed who He is. But He also tells us through these words, John, what He came to do, that He came to take away our sins. And that happens because of who He is. In that great feast, we heard the voice of the Father saying, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We saw the Spirit descending from on high, revealing the Holy Spirit to us. And then we see Jesus Himself there, showing Himself to be the Son of God. The Holy Trinity was revealed to us. What was shown to us is that God, as we say, so loved the world that He came to us, became like us, understands us in order to take away our sins, to show us that He knows our pain, to show us His compassion and His love for us. That is what we have received, and that is why one of the hymns tell us to leap for joy, for Jesus has appeared on the banks of the Jordan. And this is what John was bearing witness to. So the scripture continues and says that John begins to tell us who this is, and he said, "This is who I told you about. This is the one who comes before, who comes after me, but who was before me. This is the one, he says, whose sandals I'm not even worthy to untie. This is the one, he says, that I saw the Holy Spirit upon him. And then he says, and I bear witness that this is the Son of God. When I thought about that, I was reminded of a pastime that Presbytera and I have. And I think I may have reminded or told you all this before, but we love to watch like police dramas, right? We love to watch those kind of shows. And we have for years and we continue to. And one of the things that all of these police dramas do is they do two things. Anytime there's a crime, they have to find a motive, right? Why'd you do it, right? So they go around, they try and find the why to what happened. The other thing that they have to find is a witness, right? Did anyone see this? The witness is there in order to shed a little bit of light on why that person may have done that. The witness is there in order to say, well, this is what I saw. And that is St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist is a witness to who our Lord and Savior is. And St. John the Baptist was telling them that this is the one. I saw these things. I know who he is. And we all need to follow him. My friends and my family in Christ, all of us are called to do something similar, to witness to who Jesus is and to point others in that direction. And guess what? You're doing that today. You're doing that because of your presence here today. You're doing that because you have shown up here today. You have shown up to worship God. You have shown up in order to be here knowing that this is your family, knowing that this is where you receive a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you do one more thing. You point others in that same direction by your presence, by being here with your children, by being here with your grandchildren, by being here with nieces and nephews, by being here with friends and family. You, by your presence, are pointing the way, like St. John the Baptist did, to who it is that all of us must continue to follow. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, every single one of you have brought your priest a lot of great joy. And for that, I thank all of you. But you are also bringing joy to one another, because your presence here, your showing up, is witnessing who we are, that we are a Christ-centered family, and that we do believe in the one who is the Lamb of God, who came to take away the sins of the world. Continue doing your part to pointing people in his direction. Continue being presence. Continue showing up so that all may know who it is that we follow and may know what we know. That our Lord came to take away our sins, to love us, and to save us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.